The six-year graduation rate for first-time freshmen at the state universities in Massachusetts is 50%, and that falls short of the graduation rates achieved by the leading state university systems in the country. It is one statistic out of an 88-page report that, taken as a whole, shows the state's public colleges and universities have room for improvement, according to Massachusetts Higher Education Commissioner Richard Freeland.
Looking at the whole range of measures that we use to judge the performance of our public institutions, Massachusetts public higher education ranks more or less in the middle of the pack, a bit higher in some, a bit lower in others, but essentially in the middle of the pack in comparison with other state systems.
Freeland said Massachusetts, which relies on brain power for an innovation-driven economy, cannot afford to have a public higher education system that is just average.
Today, unlike in the past, public higher education is the primary educator of our future workforce. Today, unlike 30, 40, 50 years ago, we need first-class public institutions to drive the workforce of this economy.
The report is the second annual one produced for the Vision Project, a campaign to promote higher education in Massachusetts. It finds that not only is Massachusetts not on track to produce overall the number of college graduates needed, but will fall well short in high-need fields. The report projects that by 2020, the number of students with math, science, engineering, and technology degrees will fall short of employer needs by some 36,000.
We have too many students majoring in some fields where the economy is not so strong, and not enough students majoring in the fields that are growing. The most obvious examples of that are STEM fields. We just need more students studying science, math, engineering, technology, and that's a question of student interest and student preparation. So we're doing a ton of things, and the report talks about that, to get more students interested in those fields and prepared in those fields.
Freeland says there also needs to be a focus on the so-called readiness gap that finds many high school graduates in Massachusetts unprepared to do college work. This can cause students to become frustrated and drop out.
The broader question of producing more overall graduates, I think, goes mostly to this question of inequities and achievement gaps. We have large gaps between the percentage of white middle-class students who go on to college and students of color and low-income students, and we need to turn that around. We need to close those gaps.
The Higher Education Commissioner has been sharing the 2013 Vision Project annual report with business groups around the state as he tries to drum up support for increased state funding for the state's public colleges. Jeff Shafrida, the president of the Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce, said the report points to the need for more dialogue between the business community and educators.
And really looking at our community colleges, what we feel is the workforce development engines that they could be, and putting more emphasis on that. And over the couple of the years, we've seen some movement.
Although not part of the Vision Project report, Freeland recently sounded an alarm about college student loan debt, which has increased by 27% in 3 years. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.